And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the playwright August Wilson, born in Pittsburgh, 1945, the son of a German immigrant baker and an African-American cleaning woman. Best known for his 10-play series, sometimes known as the Pittsburgh Cycle, about the black American experience in each decade of the 20th century. The cycle that included Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Fences, and The Piano Lesson. It's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft, born in London, 1759, who in 1792 came out with her book A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, in which she said that women should be taught, that they should be given skills to help them support themselves in widowhood so that they need never marry out of financial necessity. She took the philosopher William Godwin for a lover. He'd been a friend. She became pregnant by him. They had a daughter, Mary, who would grow up to marry Percy Shelley and write the book Frankenstein. Mary Wollstonecraft died of septicemia 10 days afterward. Godwin, in his grief, wrote a memoir of her life, which was an unconventional life. He meant the book as a celebration of her life, but readers were shocked at her love affairs, her suicide attempts, 2 daughters conceived out of wedlock, and the book was a terrible blow to her reputation. It's the birthday of Ulysses S. Grant, born in Point Pleasant, Ohio, 1822, who, when the Civil War began, was working as a clerk in his father's store. 7 years later, at the age of 46, he was president of the United States. And it's the birthday of Cecil Day Lewis, born in Ballintubbert, Ireland, 1904. He had a leaky roof, and to get money to pay for the repair, he wrote a detective novel, A Question of Proof, which was so successful he was able to live off his writing for the first time. And he went on to write more detective novels under the pen name Nicholas Blake. Here's a poem for today, an old English ballad by an unknown writer. She was poor, but she was honest. She was poor, but she was honest, victim of the squire's whim. First he loved her, then he left her, and she lost her honest name. Then she ran away to London, for to hide her grief and shame. There she met another squire, and she lost her name again. See her riding in her carriage, in the park, and all so gay. All the nibs and knobby persons come to pass the time of day. See the little old-world village where her aged parents live, drinking the champagne she sends them, but they never can forgive. In the rich man's arms she flutters like a bird with broken wing. First he loved her, then he left her, and she hasn't got a ring. See him in the splendid mansion, entertaining with the best, while the girl that he has ruined entertains a sordid guest. See him in the House of Commons, making laws to put down crime, while the victim of his passions trails her way through mud and slime. Standing on the bridge at midnight, she says, "Farewell, blighted love." There's a scream, a splash, good heavens, what is she a doing of? Then they drag her from the river, water from her clothes they wrang, for they thought that she was drowned, but the corpse got up and sang. It's the same the whole world over. It's the poor that gets the blame. It's the rich that gets the pleasure. Isn't it a blooming shame? She was poor, but she was honest, an old English ballad. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.